Shalom, saints, and good morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is Brother Jesse Nzima again from Zambia. I welcome you all to the daily devotion for today. The Lord bless you. Shall we open in a word of prayer? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let your name be glorified this morning. It could be evening somewhere else. It could be midday. And maybe it could be late afternoon, but Lord, wherever my brothers and sisters will get the sound of this voice, may you bless them, Father. Lord, I pray that may you encourage them, may you strengthen them. Father, may you give them the strength and the grace and the power, Jehovah, to follow your word. Father, we are very grateful this morning that it is not by power, it is not by might, but it is by your spirit and your grace and your mercy, Lord, because, Father, it's none of what we can do. There's no one who is special. There's no one who is better. There's no one who is smarter. We are all your children. And, Father, we come at your feet this morning, Lord Jesus, to come and listen to your feet in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you, saints, and we continue with our topic of incorruptible seed. We have defined it as something that can't be made bad or destroyed. Let us read from the book of Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. I'm using the New King James Version. So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. So I tried to look around to find out about the mustard seed. I did a bit of a brief reading on the internet just to see a brief fact. So a mustard seed is it's a very small seed. It's about 1 to 2 millimeters across, that is in diameter. It's very small, and you need about 20,000 plus of those seeds just to make 1 kg, to make 1 kilogram. So that's why the Lord Jesus used its smallest start, but the result is big growth. It becomes a tree or bush about 10 or 8 to 10 feet tall, somewhere there, which is about between 2.5 meters to 3.5 meters in height. So it's very hard. It's resilient. It grows in poor soil, in the hot sun, something like that. Okay, it has a strong, sharp taste. Yeah, so one plant can make thousands more seeds. Yeah. Now, God has given us the power and the potential like that in the mustard seed. So every believer has the power. As John chapter 1 verse 12 say, as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believed in his name. So the right is the power. He gave them power, or he gave them the right, or he gave them the privilege, or he gave them the opportunity. So brothers and sisters, because you are a child of God, you have the power. You have the privilege. You have the opportunity. You have the chance. That is why the devil envies your faith. When you have something, you know, when you are living in a society where almost everyone is lacking and you're the only one who has something, some people tend to be envious of you. And what do? They start mocking you. Why? Because they can't have what you have. They start trying to show like you have nothing. And that's what Satan does. That is why when you become a Christian, that is why when a sister is dressed in a modest way, when a sister is covered up, when she's dressed like an angel, when the heavenly is behind her, when the Holy Ghost is behind her, the demons that are naked at your workplace, they are coming to laugh at you. They are coming to scoff. Because they know that your dressing is a preaching to them.
That is why they laugh at you. So that is why when you are not careful, when you are not spiritual, you are going to feel uncomfortable. You are going to be bothered. But believe me, you, when you stand as a sister, when you stand in the morning before you go for work, as a girl, before you go for school, everybody else has a short skirt. You have a long one. You stand in the morning. You come to the table. You come to the master's house. You come to the Lord. You say, Lord, I'm starting my day today. Guide me to be a light. So as you are moving with your long dress, as you are moving with your adornment, which is heavenly, as you stand there, the angels are guiding you. All those demons in the place, all that darkness in the place, it is going to scatter. Because the Bible tells me that when the light comes down, the darkness cannot comprehend it. So you stand as a sister, and as you go about, you see all these things. You see all the young girls, they've got relationships, they've got boyfriends, but you say, Jesus is my boyfriend. When they say, what kind of a person are you? You say, I am a special person. I am from heaven. What kind of a child of you? They'll laugh at you. But that laugh, believe me, you, they are laughing, but inside their hearts, there's no joy. Inside their hearts, there's shame, because they have no representation in heaven. Those who are laughing at you, they have no representation in heaven. But for you, heaven is backing you up. For you, you are a child of a king. You are a special one. That is why. And you know what? Special things, expensive things, valuable things can never be exposed. Valuable things are always covered up. But when you see something of no value, like a stone, it is always covered up. How many of you have ever seen someone drop, even if someone drops gold by accident, you won't find it? Because it's something of value. So when you're covered up, but when you start in the morning, you kneel before the master, the angels are going to go before you. And hey, because you were given the power. You were given the power. As a young man, you are in university. You study the word of God. Your professors, they'll be atheists. They'll be downplaying your faith. But the Bible tells me, he has given us power. He has given us power. Even as he stands to destroy the faith of so many, you have a mustard seed. You have that seed inside of you, and you are going to stand up. That is why David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Because David had a seed. It was a mustard seed. It was a seed that could not be destroyed. It was a seed that was real. It was a seed that was sure to produce fruit. And that is what you have, brothers and sisters. So you have the power. You have the power. Philippians chapter 4. So, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Why can I do all things when I'm in a weak state? It is because it's not me who can do it, but it is Christ. So whatever we do, whatever we need, whatever we desire, we can do it. We can manage it because it is Christ who strengthens us. Now look at the case of Abraham. When he was promised a child, you see, when you are a couple, when you're a new couple and you stay for a year or two, you don't have children, well, you start getting worried, you start seeking the Lord, but you know what? There's still hope because you are young. Your wife is young. You are also young as a brother. So you still pray because you've got hope. But when you are old, you lose your hope. So, but the Bible tells me that against hope, he hoped. Can you imagine? Even in that state when he was dead, he could not produce, but he hoped. In a state when you are gone, when you have messed up, your life has been shipwrecked, but you stand, you have hope against hope. When you feel I've wasted all the years, I had an opportunity. I grew up in a Christian home, but I went wild. I destroyed my life. I became sick. My wife left me. Everything is destroyed against hope. But the Bible tells me you can hope against hope. You can stand, my brother. You can rebuild. You can go. And it tells me that Samson killed more Philistines. He killed more Philistines when he was dying than when he was alive. That's what hope does. But he hoped against hope. That is what we have to do. So you need to follow your heart, follow the convictions. Don't follow your mind. Don't follow what your eyes are saying. I mean, follow your heart, the conviction, that desire to say, I can still, Lord, I know I've messed up my life. I messed up my children. My wife is gone. I destroyed them. There's no hope left. But the Bible tells me he hoped against hope. If we read, look at the book of Job, chapter 14. We start from 7 to 9. For there is hope for a tree if it is cut down. So a tree is you, a child of God. There is hope. If you're cut down, there is hope. That it will sprout again. And that its tender shoots will not cease. Now look at this, brothers and sisters. When you cut the tree and that stump is there, there is hope. Why? Why is there hope? Because the roots are still in the ground. Amen. Now look at this. But pay attention to this verse, the next one. It says, though its root may grow old in the earth and its stump may die, meaning even in the root it has no life, like Abraham was. Yes. Yet at the scent of water, hey, a root which is old and dry, it has no life. That thing has to die. But in this case, at the scent of water, it will bud and bring forth branches like a plant. That is what the Lord specializes in. That is what he did to Abraham. Even his root, can you imagine? His root was dry. He was old. But if someone has no child and is young, it's like a tree cut down, but the roots are still fresh. But when you are old, so my brothers and my sisters, the Lord has given us his grace. That is why the Bible says the mercies of the Lord, they are new every morning. And this morning, I encourage you, stand up, take the message, take the word of God. Let us go together. Let us build together. Let us seek the Lord together. God bless you, brothers and sisters. I love you. Amen.